Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, give Trump his cabinet insight and analysis straight from the front lines of Mar-a-Lago. We're telling you exactly what is happening. You only get this analysis on the Charlie Kirk Show. Text these episodes to your friends. We are the third podcast on the planet right now. It goes Joe Rogan, New York Times, Charlie Kirk. Hey, we're beating Jon Stewart today. So make sure you subscribe, get your friends to do the same, and text your friends some episodes. Become a member today, members.charliekirk.com, members.charliekirk.com. When you become a member, you guys can listen to all of our episodes advertiser-free, members.charliekirk.com. We have special giveaways as well, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
We had an amazing night last evening at Mar-a-Lago, and the good news just keeps on coming. As I say, it's going to get even better. Look at this arc and this chain of events. A Kennedy, the son of Bobby Kennedy, decides to run for the presidency. He decides to run for the presidency as a Democrat to reclaim the party that his father helped build. The mantle of a Kennedy Democrat, one that still believes in free speech, one that still believes in separation of powers, that does not believe in censorship, that does not believe in war, that does not believe in adventurous foreign policy. So he ran for the presidency as a Democrat. Now, remember, all he wanted was to be treated fairly. He wanted a debate. He wanted to be able to go on the stage. He wanted to compete for the primary of the Democrat Party. And hilariously, if the Democrats would have listened to Bobby Kennedy and had an actual primary, they actually would have done much better against Donald Trump this last cycle. But they ignored Bobby Kennedy because he's an anti-vaxxer. Now, do you notice that all the slurs are coming back? If you have a Trump nominee, all of the left-wing slurs that are put on the shelf are reallocated against every single one of Trump's lieutenants. Pete Hegseth, oh, he's a Christian nationalist. Matt Gaetz, he is a firebrand and unable to govern. Or how about they say, when it comes to Bobby Kennedy, he's an anti-vaxxer. Tulsi Gabbard, she's a Russian agent. I think that these cabinet appointees have a higher likelihood of being approved because the attacks against us mean less than ever before. The slurs, the slander, the demeaning of what they've been doing against us for quite some time, it does not hold the weight that it once did. So Bobby Kennedy runs as a Democrat and gets completely thrown out. And then he runs as an independent, gets on the ballot in all 50 states. And then do we have the clip of Bobby Kennedy at our event in Glendale, Arizona? Let's try to find that. Bobby Kennedy at our event in Glendale, Arizona, when Bobby Kennedy endorsed Donald Trump. Now, mind you, it's very, very important to remember the context of this. This was the day after the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. I was at the DNC in Chicago. The DNC put on quite a show. Remember, you are to expect a post-convention bump. That is usually what happens. Your poll numbers go up. You get Americans saying, oh, maybe I can live with that. Maybe I'll vote for that. And there was a post-convention bump that was waiting to happen for Kamala Harris and the Democrats. However, the Trump campaign team, again, they deserve such credit. Anytime there was a move, there was a counter move. And I got a call from them 5 days before. Charlie, would you like to help out with this event in Glendale, Arizona? We can't tell you what it is, but it's going to be huge. Would you like to help with the pre-programming and do your thing with the pyrotechnics and all that? And I said, yes, happy to. And that was the rally that changed the media narrative. It went from the DNC being the number one news item on the planet to boom, no one remembering the DNC. And instead it was Kennedy endorsing Donald Trump, the first ever Kennedy to endorse a Republican. From Camelot to Donald Trump. From Glendale, Arizona on, Bobby Kennedy campaigned ferociously for Donald Trump. Remember Bobby Kennedy's work. He started as an environmental toxins lawyer. He was concerned about childhood health. Now, you might not be on board for all of the views of Bobby Kennedy. However, I am curious if you could tell me what you think is the root cause of the chronic disease epidemic for children in this country. Why is it that our children are sick, fatigued? Why is it that nearly 1 in 30 kids in America have autism? Why is it that 50% of our nation's youth are chronically obese or overweight, and only 3% of the kids in Japan are chronically obese or overweight? Why is that? Well, Bobby Kennedy has spent his life on this mission. This was the Glendale, Arizona event that changed the campaign. It objectively changed the campaign. Andrew would agree. It was all about Kamala, all about Brat Summer, all about the Democrats, and then boom, Bobby Kennedy came out of nowhere, and we had momentum from that point forward. And he campaigned like a superstar for Donald Trump. Let's play cut 417.
He is a great person. I've known him for so long, for the past 16 months, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
There it is. That moment changed the entire campaign. It changed the trajectory of us running against Kamala Harris. Bobby Kennedy then went throughout the campaign and did a wonderful job leading all the way to Election Day. And let me tell you what's been happening these last couple of days. President Trump had to weigh his options. Health and Human Services is a beast. It is one of the largest agencies in government. Health and Human Services has a $1.7 trillion budget in mandatory spending. It has $130 billion in discretionary spending. Health and Human Services has 83,000 employees. The total budget of Health and Human Services is $1.6 trillion. This is not some just sort of small, put on the shelf, hope it, you know, it's not the Department of Labor. No offense to whoever gets Department of Labor, but it's not the Department of Labor. This is a beast. This is one of the power sources of the federal government. So Health and Human Services, which, by the way, interestingly enough, did you know that Health and Human Services in the Department of Education used to be one department? It used to be called Health, Education, and Welfare, HEW. But of course, you need more bureaucracy because bureaucracy leads itself to bureaucracy. And then before that, it was actually the Federal Security Agency. And then under the Reorganization Act of 1939, we've broken in all this thing. Health and Human Services is a beast. Health and Human Services oversees, for example, they are subordinate agencies, NIH, National Institute of Health, the Food and Drug Administration, the Advanced Research Projects and Agencies for Health. I mean, we're talking CDC, all of them are subordinate to the Health and Human Services. Bobby Kennedy being now nominated for HHS by Donald Trump is one of the greatest promises made, promises kept moments in modern political history. And if for nothing else, this shows that campaign promises matter, that campaign promises are not just rhetoric, that when you make a campaign promise, you are making a pledge to voters. And I can tell you this, that Bobby Kennedy campaigning on childhood chronic disease and ending that should be one of the most non-political things I've ever seen. Donald Trump was getting lots of calls from people that I'm sure were connected to pharma lobbyists and connected to Pfizer and Johnson and Johnson and Moderna and AstraZeneca. He was getting lots of calls. And Donald Trump did the thing that Trump does best. Wait a second. What did I promise to do? I promised to give Bobby a role. That's what he did. And he didn't just give Bobby some senior advisor to childhood disease. He gave him one of the most important positions in government. God bless you, Donald Trump. God bless you, Bobby Kennedy.
Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gain this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, probably most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com.
Bobby Kennedy being appointed at HHS secretary is just phase one. This is just step one. Understand that there is a confirmation fight that is looming. Praise God that we have a Senate majority. We have 53 seats in the United States Senate. It should be 54, 55, should be Kerry Lake and also Hovde and maybe even Rogers, upwards of 56. Could you imagine confirmation fights, Andrew, with 56 senators? Woo! I mean, that would be something. Someone try to throw me in the cabinet. No, I'm kidding. That would not happen. I still wouldn't get confirmed. Nor would I want to be a cabinet secretary, for the record, Media Matters. Actually, Media Matters have been slipping on their game a little bit. They don't, they're a little demoralized. Turns out they don't do as good of a job. And we got to get Hovde on the show. He's just terrific. We have a second election coming. We have a second election coming up. And that second election is confirmation. The second election is working Trump's nominees through the confirmation process. The Senate has advise and consent. Let's get John Thune, please, from last night on Brett Baer. Advise and consent is they weigh all the president's options, and then they vote on them. Now, a lot of people say, oh, we're not going to vote for Gates. Again, we went through this thoroughly yesterday. Okay, who? What are your names? I'd like to know that. It's all in the shadows. It's all just a bunch of leaking. It's all a bunch of voodoo. Bobby Kennedy, so let me just go in order of the toughest confirmation fights. You ready? This might surprise you. The toughest of all the confirmation fights, number one, will be Tulsi Gabbard. That is one that Republicans and Democrats will try to come together and block the ascendant restraint and realism foreign policy project to end the neoconservative warmongering monopoly in D.C. The hardest will be Tulsi Gabbard. The second hardest will be Matt Gaetz. The third hardest will be Bobby Kennedy, and the fourth hardest will be Pete Hegseth. Let me say that again. The hardest confirmation fights in order will be Tulsi Gabbard, Matt Gaetz, Bobby Kennedy, and Pete Hegseth. Now, you would think if we have a Senate Republican majority with 53 seats that this shouldn't be that difficult. Now, mind you, if you lose Collins and Murkowski when it comes to Matt Gaetz or Tulsi, you're then at 51. But then we can lose one more. We can lose a McConnell or something, and we're at 50. We can't go below 50. And 50, J.D. Vance is the tiebreaker. So it's okay. We get down to 50, we'll be okay. So we can lose three. However, we shouldn't even want to get that close on some of these. Now, you could also entertain recess appointments. which, to the president's credit, he was pushing so hard to set the standard on recess appointments. And I liked what I saw last night out of the new Senate Majority Leader, Mr. Thune. I shot him a note. We said it on Twitter, where he said all options are on the table. He said, we're ready to go to war on recess appointments. So, Senator Thune, we said we are watching, and we want to see what kind of senator you really are. We want to see what do you have to bring to the table here. Let's play cut 418, please.
So you've said that you would do recess appointments if it came to that. What's the threshold for getting to that point for recess appointments?
Well, what I said is, Brett, and I think this is that all options are on the table, including recess appointments. Hopefully it doesn't get to that, but we'll find out fairly quickly whether the Democrats want to play ball or not. And I think part of it is getting these folks, we'll start having confirmation hearings as soon as the new Senate is sworn in January. President takes the oath of office January 20th. By the time he takes the oath of office, hopefully a lot of those nominees will be through their confirmation hearings and will be ready to act on them on the Senate floor. And then it's a question of how much do the Democrats resist or object or try to block those nominations from going forward. And we're going to grind them out. I mean, we're just going to keep consistently moving, and we'll see what kind of cooperation we get. And then we'll, you know, like I said, we'll make decisions about where do we go from there.
Look, I mean, on judging on the scale of kind of how we're doing, I'll take it, Mr. Thune. I'd like to see a little bit more fire and brimstone, but for Senate leadership, that's better. Everybody, I want you to arrest, celebrate this historic election. Enjoy it. You did it. However, coming in January, we're going to have another little mini election. That's going to work. And here's what's so exciting. Do you live in Idaho? Do you live in Kansas? Do you live in Arkansas? Do you live in Mississippi? Do you live in South Dakota? Those five states. You guys might have felt, oh, we had no role in the Trump election out of battleground state. No. Guess what? Your senators very well might end up being the issue of Trump not getting his cabinet. We might be coming to a city near you. For those of you in deep red states, Idaho, Kansas, South Dakota, Mississippi, Arkansas. Those are the big five. And then maybe North Carolina. You might have felt as if you did not play a role in Trump's movement. There's still something you can do. We'll tell you what that is as it materializes. But red state senators from blood red states, they better give Trump his cabinet.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. This year, I've given you so many reasons to try Balance in Nature. But I've got one you cannot ignore. Let's review some of these other reasons first. With Balance in Nature, you get a product made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients. Second, they can provide you with so many of the things you may be missing. Third, it could be just what you've been looking for to make you feel better. And of course, I take them. But I think you'll agree this reason trumps them all. During November, my special promo code, you'll get their Black Friday savings all month long. Use my promo code Charlie and sign up as a new customer to get 50% off plus free shipping. And as always, you get their money-back guarantee. This is an unbelievable discount, but you must use my promo code Charlie. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code Charlie, or order online at balanceofnature.com and use discount code Charlie to get 50% off plus free shipping. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Charlie.
Mr. Kane is with us, Citizen Kane. My man, it still has not set in, Mr. Kane. We won the White House. Our movement did it. Mr. Kane, welcome back as always.
Yeah, I was just thinking to myself, Charlie, whether or not we had spoken since the election these days. But I thought we actually have. These days run together. And now, you know, there's no time to relax, right? You celebrate for what, maybe 15 minutes, and then you make plans to start getting Trump's agenda through the House and Senate.
Yeah. So Kane, let's focus on that. I'm hanging around here in Palm Beach, doing everything I can, trying to give input, and I'm just thrilled by the picks that the president is making. He deserves credit, and credit alone. Bobby Kennedy, Tulsi Gabbard, Matt Gaetz, and Pete Hegseth, and of other ones too. I actually like the Marco pick. I like Marco a lot. He's probably a little too hawkish for my taste on certain things, but Marco's actually been a really, Andrew would agree, he's been a super gentleman to us, and he's a great man. And so I think that's great. I like Elise Stefanik. She's a superstar. I haven't found one that I don't like, to be honest. So Kane, however, let's go through this. There's another election that is looming, and it's time for us to, you know, let the grassroots celebrate. By the way, guys, I hope the champagne is flowing. I hope you guys just go as crazy because you deserve it. I'm not even going to tell you got to go to work now. I never say that. Andrew will tell you. Yeah, but I'm not doing that. I'm working. Work is cathartic for me. However, you guys need to go just chill out. Yeah, Andrew can have his 100-year bottle of wine. However, I will say, guys, in mid-January, it'll be battle stations again. Yeah. And mid-January is because of a confirmation fight. The Republican senators are going to try to quietly kill Trump's cabinet. Some of them, not all of them. I'm talking about 5 or 6 old bulls, specifically from states like, and it is not only these states, Idaho, South Dakota, Kansas, Arkansas, Mississippi. Kane, can you comment on that, please, and the importance of us getting Trump his cabinet?
Yeah, I like what you said. I mean, you know my life, Charlie. You know I'm sitting in an office. I've got a TV on, watching monitors all day. And so first, when the Pete Hegseth name came up, actually, I'll jump back to Rubio first. My thoughts are essentially the same as yours on Rubio. I was not upset by the pick. I know he's a little bit hawkish, perhaps for our taste. But look, what you want more than anything in Secretary of State is loyalty, someone who's going to implement the president's foreign policy and not implement a version of the president's foreign policy that we might have seen in previous Secretary of States. So I thought it was a fantastic pick. Then you jump to Hegseth, which I was jumping out of my chair. I love the guy. I don't know him. You know him. You know these people. I don't. But I was jumping out of my chair. And then when we got to Matt Gaetz, you know, I don't even have words to describe that. And then you had that great video of people haven't seen it of Matt doing a little chauffeur work for you in Palm Beach, you know, and that was fantastic.
For the record, it is a funny story. Matt and I were hanging out over the weekend before, and I don't want to say too much, but I was as surprised as anybody when Matt got announced. And we were just hanging out, and I just did a TikTok video, little I know. I was being driven around by the next attorney general.
Which is hilarious. I did not know. I think that's interesting for people to know that caught you off guard. I figured you guys had 30 minutes, an hour advance warning or something. But it was a great clip. And so we had that, right? And Matt Gaetz, you know, I have to keep the enemy on television at all times. So I've had MSNBC on mute for 7 days, basically straight. And they did not take Matt Gaetz off the Chiron for 30 hours. He was the only thing on the Chiron until Robert Kennedy. So we sort of end up there. These picks keep eclipsing themselves. It's just astonishing. I'm a huge fan of Kennedy, right? You and I, we've been around politics for a while. We know there's no perfect nominee. We know that. You know, but I've always liked Kennedy. I even liked him as a potential before J.D. Vance came on the scene. I even saw him as a potential running mate. I think that's how much power he has to bring Democrats and bring independents. So I love the candidates. Now let's talk about those red, you know, those blood red states that aren't really helping us. I think that's going to have to be part of our focus. If there are problems with Kennedy getting through, with Hegseth getting through, with Matt Gaetz getting through, we're going to have to use all the pressure of the Charlie Kirk Show and CFP Nation to let these senators know that we will primary them. That's, you know,
yes,
what are your thoughts on that?
Clear.
Is that going to be the strategy?
No, I totally agree. Again, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves here. We're going to give everyone an opportunity in the Senate to do the Senate thing. Advise and consent. Listen, give Matt Gaetz the toughest questions. Give Tulsi Gabbard the toughest question. No one here is advocating for kid gloves. You would agree, right? Kane, if these nominees want to be a cabinet secretary, you have to be able to go through the grilling. We do not want any special treatment. However, once all of that is exhausted, right, and there are no major red flags, if you are still holding up Trump, his cabinet, and delaying it, and you're saying, oh, I won't vote for him, well, then we're going to have a problem. Especially if you're from a state like Idaho, South Dakota, Kansas, Arkansas, Mississippi. And let me just give you, I read this off yesterday, okay? There were lots of these people, can you resend the Garland list? A lot of these people from these blood red states, Mr. Kane, that voted for Merrick Garland. And it is going to be a very, very difficult messaging campaign. If you are the senior senator from Idaho, to explain to your constituents. Let me see. How did Idaho? Okay. Oh, they both voted no. Okay. Crapo voted no, and the other one was present. Okay. So let's take another one. Shelley Moore Capito from a super red state of West Virginia. Okay. She voted here. She voted yes for Garland. Let's take that one. She's in leadership now. Kane, it will be very difficult for Shelley Moore Capito to say that, okay, I voted for Merrick Garland, but I'm not going to vote for Matt Gaetz. Your thoughts, Mr. Kane?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting approach to take. You talked about just giving them a fit, you know, before we get to this stage, giving each of his nominees a fair shake in the Senate in the confirmation process. What else could Matt Gaetz ask for? The guy dominates all forms of debate. I look forward to that. Give him the toughest questions you can. Let him answer for himself. And look, before getting to that angle on Capito, we both know that I heard someone speaking on Laura Ingraham last night. They were talking about the first recess generally comes right before President's Day. So that's in February. So that would be the first opportunity for Trump to have to do this. And then in that case, if this doesn't work, Gaetz would be able to stay on before having to sort of face any sort of formal confirmation all the way to the end of 2025. You probably know the reasons why he would have to then face that formal confirmation, that the recess appointment wouldn't actually last. But as a strategy, I think what you're saying is a fantastic show. I mean, what better dichotomy or juxtaposition can you say? You voted yes for Merrick Garland, who you knew or you had a very good idea was going to end up criminally charging the former president of the United States, but you're not willing to listen to Matt Gaetz or you're not willing to vote for Matt Gaetz. I think that strategy is a good one to start out with. It's sort of fun to game plan this stuff. We've got a couple of months ahead of time, but I hope that there's sort of a groundswell and the base continue. You know, I'm going to be pushing that the base continues to call these senators who are already speaking out publicly and saying they may be in opposition to certain of these candidates. We're going to direct the base at CFP to get on the phone and not stop ringing these folks until they understand that this is Trump's agenda. This is part of the mandate. You give the president the benefit of the doubt. You give him the candidates, the nominees that he asked for, unless there's something wholly egregious. And there is nothing like that so far with any of these candidates.
Yeah. And so, I mean, look, understand they have a majority because of Trump, not because of them. And Mr. Kane, I could prove this to you. How did their Senate candidates do in comparison to Trump? There was not a single Senate candidate in any of the seven battlegrounds that exceeded Trump. In fact, they all lagged Trump, and many of them were so far behind Trump that they were not successful. Hovde, Rogers, Lake, and Brown.
Yes.
And obviously there were a lot of problems with the Lake and the Brown race with election integrity and Hovde. Point being is that these guys do not have a majority because of people wanted Senate Republicans. It's because of the Trump movement and the Trump agenda. And what drives me nuts, Mr. Kane, and I will be telling this story very loud, and there's no days off here. This is warfare, is that these guys have contempt sometimes for the Trump voter, and yet they're in leadership because of the Trump voter. Mr. Kane, minute and a half.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, who am I thinking of? The People's Pundit, Rich Barris, is out there. I've got two headlines still in the stack saying, listen up, Republicans, loud and clear. You were not elected again. Donald Trump was elected again. The numbers show these are Trump voters. I don't know what the average is. I'm going to just call it plus five. I think Trump did on average about 5 points better than the senators in the red states. He still brought them along. He brought Bernie Moreno in Ohio and he brought other senators along, but they trailed him, and it was only because of his coattails. There's a special class. I want to say it's at least 10 million. It might even be 15 million voters that only vote for Trump. He is the one that drives these people to the polls. And I don't want to actually, that's a discussion we need to have for another time, is how we make sure that when Trump is no longer on the ticket in 2028, we can still sort of get this drive. But these senators, any of them wishy-washy, wondering about approving his nominees, remember what Charlie just said and what Rich Barris has said. These are Trump voters. These are not Republican voters, and you best not forget it.
For over 23 years, Selective Search has been America's leading matchmaking authority, especially for conservatives and people of faith. They know the challenges you face trying to find someone who respects your traditional family values and is on the same page politically. So if you are a 35 to 45-year-old man who loves God, loves his country, and wants a family, Selective Search has female clients looking to meet you. And the best part? Selective Search offers 100% complimentary and confidential candidate program for you as they search to match their clients. Some of my dear friends are using the service and speak very highly of it. Men, this is what you've been looking for. Visit SelectiveSearch.com today. This perfect conservative woman is waiting for you. Let the professionals at SelectiveSearch.com surprise you with women already looking for you in Southern California. If you're in Southern California, listen carefully. There's amazing women waiting for you. Go to SelectiveSearch.com today. That's SelectiveSearch.com today. If you're in Southern California, sign up right now and maybe you'll find your partner for the rest of your life. Check it out right now.
So, Mr. Kane, let's go through the state of the Democrat Party. Where do they proceed from here? It seems as if the Democrats are demoralized and on defense. And this is what I love about Donald Trump's current strategy right now. It is flood the zone. It's like, oh, Democrats, you guys worried? Okay, Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, I don't know what to do. Okay, now you get Tom Homan. Oh, no, please stop. Okay, now you get Matt Gaetz. Oh, please, Pete Hegseth. What we are seeing is a full court press, Donald Trump on offense, marching back to reclaim his place as president. Your thoughts, Mr. Kane?
Yeah, he has no mercy. It's a beautiful thing to watch. He keeps hitting them and then hitting them harder. They think they, you know, they reel, they're down, they struggle back to their feet. They start crying on MSNBC and he hits them again and they're back to, you know, they're back to the canvas, struggling to get to their feet. It is a beautiful thing to watch. This is the kind of joy and happiness that really drives campaigns. You know, Kamala had it wrong about her joy. It's not about the joy of spreading identity crisis and racism and dividing the nation. It's the joy of pummeling your opponents after you've beaten them fairly and squarely with the popular vote, and you're flying on the wings of a mandate, and you just hit them. You hit them and you keep hitting them. And it's a beautiful strategy. What I'm seeing, you know, more than anything, you're down there, so you're probably feeling this. But what I'm seeing is this is where Homie doesn't care anymore. We've got our president back for 2.0 with all the lessons that he's learned from 1.0, and he's not playing games this time. There's no fooling around. And it's a gorgeous thing to watch. The Democrat Party, yeah, it's post-mortem after post-mortem all over CNN and MSNBC. They're wondering, they're not blaming Kamala. Their initial reaction is to blame the old man Biden. They want to keep all blame, you know, keep her as clean as possible, even though the American people have already, you know, made their choice there and had their adjudication. They're a little bit kind of regrouping and talking about 2026 and 2028, but not really. To be honest, it's more just the pain that they're feeling. And it's
totally.
This sort of.
So Kane, there's this article here at Politico. The resistance is not coming to save you. It's tuning out. The first Trump administration sparked waves of public activism and aggressive media coverage. This time, not so much. The Democrats have nothing left in the tank. Think about it. Think about it. They tried to indict him. We went through COVID. We went through George Floyd. How many times have I said on this program, Mr. Kane and Andrew, it is a fatigued nation. And whoever wants it more is going to get it. And our movement wanted it more. And now we are playing offense. Oh, you guys tired? Hey, you're going to wake up to Bobby Kennedy. By the way, that only furthers demoralizes them, Mr. Kane. Oh, you guys had a long night? How about Matt Gaetz? Oh, you had a long night? Wait till you see who's FBI director. Keep on going, Mr. Kane.
Yeah, it's, you know, I haven't seen that political piece. One of the best things about doing these shows is I get stuff for the stack. So I'll check that out as soon as we get off. But the risk, you know, I've written it already. The resistance 2.0, it's not impressing me. I know that Mark Elias and Lawfare are going to be there. We're never going to be able to sort of take our eye off them. But I'm not scared of them this time. Our president has been through all of this. This is his last shot. He's got 4 years to put his mark on this country. And I don't think any bad press, any words they can come up with, none of that is sort of going to affect him this time. It's I don't think they quite were prepared. You know, you and I, we were poll watching. We did nothing but poll watching and reading the tea leaves for 6 months. But they, it sounds like they were really stuck in their universe of poll. They did not see it. They did not, somehow they forgot about the silent Trump voter who doesn't do exit polls, who doesn't answer phone calls for polls. We sort of knew this was coming. We got all seven swing states. They no longer can claim that Trump is, you know, is a president without a mandate. They have nothing. And as you said, he just keeps hitting them. This is sort of the, you know, the revenge of the America tour. And it's a beautiful thing to watch and to witness. And I'm sure it's incredibly fun to sort of be a part of.
It is like watching a movie while you're in the movie. It's very bizarre. And super, what a blessing to the Lord. And we need to just keep on saying our thanks to God for giving us this opportunity. And we're seizing it. And President Trump deserves credit. He said, okay, I promised Bobby Kennedy something. Boom. I promised Tulsi Gabbard something. Boom. It's easy, yet not the right thing to just go put them on some committee. This is a big deal, everybody. Mr. Kane, thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.